on Thursday, June 11th, here at our Basilica, the U.S. bishops gathered, and for 1 hour, they commended their prayers to the Lord in adoration in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, giving themselves, entrusting themselves, their prayers and their petition to the most sacred heart of Jesus in the most sacred and blessed sacrament of the altar. And afterwards, in a beautiful celebration of Mass, they consecrated this great nation to the sacred heart of Jesus. It is a reminder that this is to be a holy nation, a nation entrusted to God. It is in God we trust, and we commend ourselves and entrust ourselves to us because He is the shepherd, and we are the flock, the people of God. And for us, the consecration reminds us that what is consecrated? The thing, the person. What is consecrated now belongs to God. And it is dedicated to God for one thing and one thing only. And that it is fulfillment of God's will, to do God's will. And all of us being commended and consecrated to the Lord, we belong to the God who loves us, the God who created us, who continues to sustain us, to redeem us, who continues to remind us how much He loves us. And He desires us to be gathered to Him as a people once again. We can think of consecration this way, that the holy vessels at Mass are dedicated now. They belong to God. They can only be used for one thing, and that is offering to God the great gift that He has given us in His Son, to offer the sacrament of praise, the sacrament of reconciliation, to consecrate bread and wine into the most precious body and blood of our Son, the Son of our Lord, who has given us the gift of His heart, a heart that simply knows how to love, and a heart that simply knows how to forgive. I mean, these hands, the hands of a priest, they're consecrated. They're dedicated to God. They belong to God. And they are to fulfill His will. What is God's will? Love. That these hands in service to God would do what Jesus did. And He commended the Father's love. He extended the Father's love. And in an outpouring of prayer, He consecrates the people by reconciling them back to the Father and to one another. And the Lord today is gathering disciples. As He gathers His disciples, He gives to them this beautiful gift of His Sacred Heart, the beautiful mission of the Father to heal what is broken, to reconcile sinners, to seek what is lost, and to bring back to life what is gone. Jesus is sharing His innermost heart with us. It is the heart of a father. It's a father who is seeking out what is lost. He wants to resurrect what has died. He wants to renew, refresh. He wants to bring us all back in loving relationship with Him. And so in that consecration, what we're asking the Lord is to help us all once again to be reminded that we are a people that He has chosen, that we are a great nation, but a nation called to be holy as the Lord our God is holy. And the Lord is inviting us to share in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a heart that only knows how to love and knows how to forgive and nothing else. It's dedicated to God for that purpose, to love and to heal what is broken and reconcile poor sinners back to the Father and to one another. We too share in that consecration. On Friday also, Bishop Newland consecrated our diocese to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And on Friday, we too consecrated this basilica to say that we also share in that mission of Christ, that we too want to be a holy nation, a holy people, a people set aside for God to do one thing and one thing only. And that is to love as the Father has loved us and to forgive as the Father has forgiven us. Let us thank God for the gift of this consecration. Let us pray for all our bishops, our priests and deacons. Let us also pray for all our religious, but also for the baptized priesthood as well. Let us continue to share in that sacred mission, in that beautiful Sacred Heart of Jesus. Just like he entrusted that mission to the disciples, he entrusted it to our bishops, and now he entrusts it to you and to me, to go seek what is lost and bring it back to the Father.